friends, will you pray with me? Oh God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing in your sight. For you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. In my family, we have a tradition where every year on your birthday, we tell the story of the day you were born. I was born on a muggy day in August. My father and my sister had almond joys for dinner the night before I was born. And my sister begged my mom to let her sleep at the foot of the hospital bed, promising she wouldn't take up any room at all. After I was born, they took me to the nursery and tried to let my mom rest. But after a couple of hours, they came back in to wake her up and ask if she could take me back, because I was crying so loudly, I had woken up every other baby at Brigham and Women's. We tell that story every year, and we eat almond joys, and we laugh, and we remember who we are. We remember we're a family. Remember that I am theirs, and they are mine. And there's nothing anyone can do to separate us from each other. That's what we do on Pentecost, too. That's what we're doing today. That's why Pam reads the story and Jamie scatters the petals. We're telling the story of how we came to be a family and celebrating the birthday of the church, celebrating the day the Holy Spirit came down and did the thing she does so well. Turn strangers into friends and friends into family. We tell this story because it reminds us who we are, that we are God's and we are each other's, and that there's not a thing anyone can do to separate us all from each other. The story starts, like most good stories do, with a festival. Crowds of people were gathered in Jerusalem from every nation under heaven for the Festival of Weeks, the festival that marked the first fruits of the harvest and remembered the story of Moses coming down from Mount Sinai with the law, with a new way for God's people to dwell with one another and with God. People from every nation, Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, Romans, and the rest gathered for the festival. But early one morning, they heard a sound like a rushing wind, and they rushed in turn to see what was going on. They rushed towards the sound and found that as they drew close, they could hear and understand 12 strangers, strangers who normally spoke Aramaic, speaking in their native tongues about the mighty works of God. This should be impossible. You can tell the crowd knows it should be impossible because their best idea for what's going on is that somehow the disciples have gotten so drunk they've learned 15 languages. Friends, that's not how learning languages works. There's more going on here than what humans can do by their own power. Peter raises his voice to explain. He tells a story. A story of God's faithfulness to their people, of God gathering their people, restoring them, and dwelling with them once again. He tells the story of the prophet Joel. Joel, who spoke hope to a people devastated by a plague of locusts and dispersed by military conquest. Joel sings of a day when the people will be regathered. Regathered and restored to right relationship with each other and with God. On that day, Joel says, the Lord will pour out their spirit on their people, and they will never again be put to shame. Peter says, that day is today. Today, on Pentecost, the people scattered to the ends of the earth are regathered in Jerusalem. Today, in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, the law is fulfilled and God is here. Today, In this multilingual cacophony, we hear the Spirit of God poured out among us forever. Peter's words are compelling, and 3,000 people, drawn from every people under heaven, ask to be baptized, to join in on the long-promised, now-fulfilled way of living and knowing God. Their baptism lets them in on the Spirit, and that changes their relationship to God and their relationship to one another. Strangers who once spoke in different languages now spend their days in prayer and fellowship. Parthians, sworn enemies of Romans, find themselves breaking bread and sharing all they have with their imperial rivals. When the Holy Spirit shows up, when God comes close, strangers who promised nothing but violence to one another become siblings who hold all things in common. Enemies count one another as kin. These people, enemies and strangers gathered from every nation bound together by love in the Holy Spirit, these people are the start of what we come to call the church. Their lives are so changed, their hearts are so glad, their stories are so compelling that people can't help but want to join in. And join in, and join in, and join in down through the generations to today. We tell the story of the birthday of our church every year. The story of the day God came so close, she dwelt within her people. Because it reminds us that that's still who we are. In the same way that I keep Almond Joys in my office to this day, and you can trust that I will let you know with a shout if something's going wrong. Telling the story of the day the church was born reminds us that God is with us still. That the Spirit that turns enemies to kin dwells within us as well. Pentecost is an invitation to remember who we are and what it is to be the church. It's an invitation to remember what it is to be this church, to remember our founders who would not let insider status be a barrier to baptism, to remember back further when our forebears stepped off the ship Arabella and bound themselves in covenant to walk in mutual love and respect for one another, to remember back and back and back to the day the Holy Spirit came down and dwelt among God's people. To remember every generation down to now, giving thanks for all the stories of faith along the way. To remember the people who form your church family. All the people who have held your heart in their hands like the miracle it is. To remember those with whom you've spent your days in prayer and fellowship. Those with whom you've broken bread and shared all you have. To remember what it is to be the church, to be siblings to one another and to dwell with God. To remember that I am yours and you are mine and we are God's across all difference and all generations. And there is not a thing the world can say or do to belie those truths. To remember the words of Joel, that God is with us, that we are kin, and that together we will not be put to shame. Thanks be to God. Amen.